This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Welcome back into The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. Let's head to Kauffman Stadium right now to be joined by our next guest, Josh Vern. You're our Royals insider. Vern, how you doing, my man?
I'm in air conditioning. I'm doing great.
That's good to hear. Let me ask you this, because we didn't get a lot of baseball player names and suggestions. We talked about this a couple of days ago. Can you tell me a baseball player that you just kind of had to be there to fully understand? For example, Dante Hall is kind of one of those people that, you know, if you're a casual fan today, if you weren't around in the mid-2000s, I don't know if you'll understand that for like an 18-month stretch, Dante Hall was like a legit thing. They named a Gatorade after Dante Hall. Ben Wallace, you know, you're a Detroit, a Michigan guy. Like, Ben Wallace was one of those. There's not a single player in the NBA like Ben Wallace today. Heart, grit, plays great defense. He was the most important player on a championship team in the NBA. Can you think of a baseball player that you just had to be there in that era in real time to understand how good or how important they were?
The first one that comes to my mind is Hideo Nomo. Back in 1995.
That's a really good one. That's a real good one.
I think every fan base has a few, especially in baseball, because we know it's a very provincial sport. I think Gerard Dyson would fall into that category. I think Bob Hamlin could fall into that category for Royals fans. You know, baseball's tough because, you know, to be unique is you know, Ichiro, I guess you could point to him, but that's a Hall of Famer, one of the greatest of all time. Those are the names popping into my mind.
Right now, we're joined by our Royals insider, Josh Vern. You're joining us on the show today. Vern, I feel like you and I are a broken record. All of our conversations, we just end up kind of going over the same topics and talking about the same things, that the Royals are kind of on this hamster wheel where they're in it enough where they're still interesting. You have to discuss them, but neither of us think that they're close enough that they're actually going to do something. It just feels like in some ways we are playing out the string of the remaining 39 games that they have.
Yeah, and this is exactly what Major League Baseball wanted. This is what Rob Manfred and the other, you know, all the owners wanted in Major League Baseball, was because even though you and I feel the way that we feel, and a lot of Royals fans feel the same way, there's still the faction of the fan base, and there's still that part of us that acknowledges that crazier things have happened. No, there's absolutely no reason to believe that the Royals will overcome this, what amounts to a five-game deficit with the New York Yankees when you factor in tiebreakers. No, there's no reason to believe that it's going to happen. No statistical evidence that points to the probability being better than what the odds say. But, you know, there are young Royals fans, you know, a young Carrington Harrison that was growing up watching awful baseball. You know, the young Royal fan right now gets to tune in to Bobby Witt and Salvi and a great pitching staff and believe that the team still has hope. So, yeah, while us, you know, jaded old folk are ready to close the book on this 2025 season, the health of the Kansas City Royals and baseball in Kansas City is in a much better spot, despite the fact that, no, you and I and many others don't believe it's in the cards.
You know I love my cross-sport comparison. I'll make a basketball analogy. Wednesday's day game felt like in a basketball game where, you know, you got a chance to hit a big shot that the other team kind of calls timeout. You get a little bit of momentum going, and that could maybe be the difference in a run. Now, they won the series against the Nationals, but, I mean, that's a team that at home, when you got Seth Lugo on the mound, you're just hoping, all right, we got to sweep this team. You end up losing a heartbreaker, 8-7. The Royals are still under 500. I felt like they've just had that moment, that game where, hey, this is kind of one of those fork in the roads for you as a team and how the season can potentially go, and the Royals miss an opportunity to go over 500 against one of the bottom five teams in baseball.
And it's continuous, right? You could say something similar about that series in Minnesota. I think you and I have had this conversation for most of these homestands over the past few months, being swept by the A's, being, you know, losing a series on the road to the Chicago White Sox. Listen, there's no...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, even as I'm about to dive into this, you still acknowledge, yeah, they're only five games back of the New York Yankees with 41 to play. But they need to do something special, right? Taken two of three. You even prefaced your point with, well, you know, it was still a series victory. This team hasn't earned that. Well, you are doing what good teams do, and that is win series at home. The Royals have put themselves in a situation where, Carrington, for the rest of the season, they could win every single three-game series. Take two out of three from every single team that they play in a three-game series from here on out, and that still only gets them to 86 wins. That's what the New York Yankees are pacing for right now, 86 wins. And like I mentioned, if you have the same record as the Yankees, they've earned the tiebreaker and you will be on your way to Cabo or Cancun or wherever you want to go spend your offseason. So, yeah, the series against the Nationals, just about everything outside of 20, 25 games, this has looked like an average team, slightly above, slightly below, never awful, never great. When this thing's going well, this thing is struggling. When that thing's struggling, this thing's going well. So, you know, they are what their record says they are, one game below 500. And listen, if this team can finish the season 80-82 with how bad this offense was, with how miserable the month of June was, you know, that'll be a nice way to finish the season, but in no way would anyone try to spin a strong finish to 2025 as a positive. Either you have a winning record or you don't.
That is one of the weird things about the Royals, you know, that a lot of it is just the expectations have just shifted based on what they accomplished last year, because you mentioned it earlier. I mean, there were times in my life for the Royals to be a 500 team in mid-August and be a team that you still want to go out to the park. They got guys that you feel confident in for the future. I mean, I would have killed for that thing now. But now, you know, with the change in expectations, like, man, when's football get here? It is weird how last year it just really recalibrated everybody's expectations for what a good year for the Royals is.
And that's what John Sherman wanted. You know, this is what J.J. Piccolo and Matt Quatrero and everybody in this organization, that's what they want. They should be held to a higher standard because of what they did last season. They, you know, fast-tracked Jack Caglione to the big leagues. They made all those acquisitions going into the deadline. This is a organization that, you know, if they fall short of the postseason, you won't hear anyone call it a success. But behind closed doors, the fact that they are still in the race on the 15th of August, if they can make this thing into September and give this fan base a solid 5.5 months of believing if you choose to, you know, if you want to be a, you know, rush to wave the white flag, you know, that's always going to be the case. But those young fans I'm talking about, those diehards that we started this conversation discussing, if you can keep those people in until September, in a market like this, that's the goal every single season. You'll never hear the Royals say what the Mariners general manager said a few years ago of, man, every season we're just hoping to win 54% of the time. You know, 54% of our trades, our acquisitions, our free agent signings, and our games, we're just trying to be an 85-win team every single season. The Royals will never say that, but I think they would sign off on that right now.
A couple of people on the text line have mentioned either Josh Hamilton or Jim Thome as players that you just had to be there in real time to appreciate.
Hamilton, I love. Thome's 600 home runs, I think the record book kind of speaks to that. But I mentioned Ichiro, and the record book certainly reflects that. But yeah, Josh Hamilton, especially that night in New York, the All-Star game, the home run derby, with everything that he went through up until that point, yeah, I think he qualifies for sure.
Right now, we're talking to our Royals insider, Josh Vernier, for a couple of more minutes here. What's the latest on Jack Caglione? I saw that he was doing a rehab stint. I believe he had 4 hits a couple of nights ago.
Yeah.
Sounds like he's coming up sooner rather than later.
2 more hits last night. He'll be back in the lineup tonight, I would imagine, back out there in right field.
I missed that.
Which is where he's, so he's 6-for-9 so far. Right field for 18 innings. Well, I haven't seen the lineup just yet for Omaha, but I would imagine he's either DH'ing or back out there in right field. Again, to me, there's no way he's anywhere but in the big leagues on September 1st, and he can earn an expedited trip to Kansas City. I still think you want him down there for the rest of this week and all of next week, because we've already seen not him struggle. I'm not saying that he's going to struggle if he returns. But you know what? You know, the more I talk about it, shoot, if the Royals can, you know, carve this thing down to a 3-game deficit with the New York Yankees, right? If the Pinstripers keep shooting themselves in the foot, yeah, maybe Cags is here for that Ranger series starting up on Monday, because God knows the offense could use the help. But the thing is with Cags, man, and you can tell I'm kind of thinking this out loud, he's got to be in the lineup every single day. So if he comes up here, man, he better be overflowing with confidence, ready to rake. And I can't imagine you can be overflowing with confidence after only 1 week of AAA baseball. So yeah, I'm going to stick with 2 weeks minimum, 3 weeks maximum.
I'm going to get you out of here with this last question, Vern. Have the Royals ever had a promotion that even you got excited about? Like when they gave away the replica rings or the viewfinder or a blanket or something. I mean, you go to every single Royals home game. You get a chance to get every single bobblehead, every single T-shirt, every promotion. Has there ever been a promotion like, ooh, man, I actually kind of want that?
Definitely. Yeah. Normally anything with Bob, any sort of Bobby, Salvi, anything a Hall of Famer, because those, A, make great gifts, and I think they are, pretty darn cool. Now, the ones that I keep for myself are George Brett, Bo Jackson. Anything George or Bo, I'm going to keep for myself. Bobby or Salvi, I'll give to a nephew or a family friend.
Do you have the Patrick Mahomes bobblehead from last year?
I do. Okay. Yeah, Mahomes. Anything that is a Hall of Famer, yeah, I'm hanging on to that.
Okay, because I'm going to say, of all the ones to keep for yourself, like, that's the one to keep and never open, and then, like, 10 years from now, you'll get, like, $300 for that thing.
Right, yep. Well, I opened it, but...
Come on, I have to.
I mean, I can't do that. I can't bring something home solely for the purpose of selling it in a few years. No, I opened it, and, hang on to it. We'll see.
Vern, do you like Varsity Blues more or Friday Night Lights, the movie?
Varsity Blues. I've never seen Friday Night Lights.
Okay. All right. We're going to fix this. This fall, I'm just going to text you randomly. It's going to be like October 19th. And I'm like, hey, you should watch Friday Night Lights today. And I'm telling you.
Please do. Because like 2 weeks after the season ends, I don't know what to do with myself. So please do, because I'll forget.
Okay. That is our guy, Josh Vern. You're joining us on the show today. Getting you ready for tonight's matchup. A Friday night? I mean, you got two options. Do you want to watch a fake football game or Royals and White Sox later tonight? I mean, you got a lot of entertainment options.
Reminder, again, the game is over on 610, and the pregame on deck show on 610 as well.
Vern, we appreciate you, man. Thanks a lot for popping on today.
Thanks, pal.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.